Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff.
Well, most of you come to the same conclusion. Those of you that have read Invisible War on the Saints, Victor or Victim.
Two things about the book. It's your thinking and Satan's lying. That's really it. The mind is the control tower of your life. Decisions that you make determine your actions, which in turn affect the immediate and distant future of your life. Now that person you will be next year, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if the Lord tarries, is impacted right now by how you think. Proverbs 23:7. If you want that future self to be pleasing to Almighty God, then you got to begin today to program your mind with godly thinking. This is so important. Romans 12:2, Ephesians 4:23. Paul is saying here, believers need to reject the thoughts of the world and to renew your mind. We've been given the capacity to think as Jesus thinks if we submit to the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. The first act, submission, to seek the things of God. And this means being intentional about opening your mind only to scriptural attitudes and philosophies. It's so vitally important you protect yourself from the world's self-serving mindset, because we are to be God's servants. We got a story about a pastor's son. It'll just blow you away later. And the second way to submit is by sifting our thoughts through that grid, the Word of God, the will of God. It's a practical step that will allow us to identify the wrong thinking, that stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar used to say. We've got to consider whether an attitude or line of thinking is pleasing to God and useful to us in making us the person He's called us to be. Very important. Then, when a thought is unscriptural, you can choose and reject that thing. 2 Corinthians 10:3, 4, and 5. Read that today. The only way to know if a thought pleases the Lord, read, meditate on the Word of God, your sword, your weapon in this war. In the Bible, God provides examples of righteous living and thinking, and He offers guidance for choosing those patterns. Scripture, that's your handbook on how to fight the enemy in this invisible war. And the mind, that's the war zone.
What in the world is going on? The FBI has arrested an 18-year-old in Idaho after uncovering his truly horrific and violent plot to attack churches this past weekend on behalf of ISIS. Alexander Mercurio is now facing federal charges of attempting to provide material support or resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization after the FBI says he devised a plan to incapacitate his father, restrain him using handcuffs, steal his guns to use for maximum casualties in an attack that he had been planning to carry out in northern Idaho. The defendant allegedly pledged loyalty to ISIS and sought to attack people attending churches in Idaho, a truly horrific plan which was detected and thwarted by the FBI. Wow. In today's living, in today's world, we have a lengthy story on a well-known pastor's kid. Let's go up to Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumbly, parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, set to be sentenced today. The pair will appear together in court for the first time since their cases began. They were eventually separated. Prosecutors are asking for 10 to 15 years in prison for both mom and dad, who asked for time served. Two separate juries found both James and Jennifer guilty of 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the shooting in November of 2021 when their 15-year-old son killed 4 students. How awful is all of this? I often wake up anymore thinking, this could be it, could be my last day, anything might happen. Like what happened yesterday in Las Vegas. Police there say a gunman opened fire inside of a law firm near the Red Rock Resort Monday morning, killing a man and a woman, then turned the gun on himself. They've learned now the victims of the shooting at the Sutherland Law Firm were Dennis Prince and his wife Ashley. Joe Houston, a Las Vegas attorney, has been identified as the gunman. He allegedly shot this couple before turning the gun on himself. A family member of Dennis Prince also confirmed his death and details what led to the shooting. Had it something to do with a custody battle? You never know anymore. Way to go, California. $20 an hour, fast food workers, huh? Mod Pizza. That pizza chain shuttered some of its California locations before the state boosted the minimum wage for fast food workers earlier this month. Mod Pizza, they have 500 locations nationwide, closing up shops at the end of March in California. Over two dozen locations that the company closed across the nation. They didn't specify the reason, but $20 an hour. Fast food workers. No wonder California is so deep. So many billions of dollars in debt. Hey, Biden did it yesterday. He's losing with young people, so he took to the platform to say, we're going to forgive another few million dollars in college debt. Don't you wish he would just forgive your debts, huh? I mean, you accumulated them, but he can just forgive them. I don't get it, do you? So how many of you remember the name Fauci? Dr. Fauci. Hey, the question today is, how vast was that great COVID cover-up, the plandemic? Well, investigators say recently now that government officials from 15 federal agencies knew way back in 2018 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology there in China was trying to create COVID-19. These officials knew that the Chinese lab was proposing to create a COVID-19-like virus, and not one of these officials revealed the scheme to the public. In fact, all 15 of the agencies with knowledge of the project have continuously refused to release any, and I mean any, information concerning the dangerous research in China. I'll tell you what, makes you just want to grab your gun. Well, in health news, you don't want to hear this. That hand sanitizer could put you in a coma. The recall affects 40 lots of Aruba Alloy hand sanitizer gel. Alcohol, 80%. And Aruba Aloe Alcalata Gel, which contains alcohol denatured with methanol, according to a notice by the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA warned in a recent recall that substantial exposure to this stuff can cause nausea, vomiting, headache, blurred vision, coma, seizures, permanent blindness, as well as permanent damage to the central nervous system and death. Well, that's pretty serious. How's this stuff even get on the market, for crying out loud? Oh, what do I know? Well, how many basketball fans out there? Forgot to mention over the weekend that South Carolina beat Iowa for the women's national championship. Oh, that was the end for Caitlin Clark, but we're going to see her here in Indiana. Oh, yeah, she'll be the first one to be drafted. And then last night, oh, it hasn't happened since 2007 when Florida and Coach Billy Donovan did it. Back-to-back national championships. Coach Hurley took UConn to their sixth national championship. Just hard to believe. UConn, University of Connecticut, they are just so good. They could play in the NBA and beat some of those teams. Yep, they took out our Purdue here from Indiana last night. And by the way, some people saying how great Hurley is and another 50% just hate this guy. You know, that is the world. I don't care who you are. I like to think everybody likes me. About 50% do and the other 50% don't. Come on, that's a fact. Who doesn't like you, huh? Just something to think about today. I don't care who you are. You have your haters, my friend. Get over it and get on with life. So today, how about a tough, sad living in today's world story? Could be in your church, your family.
Boy, I was reading some really discouraging stuff yesterday. It's a sign of the times. And in light of all the study I've been doing on the demonic, you've got to wonder, is this demonic or is this just sin? The son of an influential pastor has gone viral after he started criticizing evangelical thinking. Basically, what you think, my Christian friend.
The names of a pastor, his son, really doesn't matter. Could be any number of people. But this kid, and I'll call him a kid,
has nearly 1 million followers, many of them young people, who appreciate his candid and off-color takes and explanations on what's like growing up in a conservative Christian community, which is the right way to go, by the way. It's just you want to roll your eyes how, and he uses the F word here, how blanking weird all of this really is today. Oh my goodness. And that's what I'm here for, he said, with these videos. I've left the faith, arguing that it's weird for kids to read the Bible while other kids are learning to read comics and whatever normal people have around the house. Normal people, right? Here, Fun Day, fundamentalist kids, probably yours, are 6, 7, 8 years of age devouring stories about Jezebel. Give me a break. The Bible, what's that all about? Basically, it's a Game of Thrones, except if you don't read it, you go to hell. They say this guy stands out because he talks about religion as the son of one of the best-known figures among evangelicals in America still today.
So this kid, his son,
garnering followers today at a rapid rate. It's a sign of the times, of course.
So the preacher, the kid,
now has almost as many followers as his dad. They're saying he's borrowed a lot of tricks from his dad in taking complicated ideas and packaging them into quotable, easy-to-understand little sound bites. And he added that you can give the viewer an ongoing window, uses TikTok all the time, into his thought process. And fellow ex-fundamentalist, TikToker Melissa Stewart, said to the New York Times, to see someone who didn't just come from that world, but came from that family, who has clearly done the work to get out of it and is so introspective and gentle and grounded, gives other people hope. Hope? Rejecting the Bible? Rejecting Christ? Rejecting your faith? That's hope? That's demonic.
The thinking? If this guy can be deconstructed and get to this place, I can do it too.
Wow, wonder what it's going to be like standing before God one day. And one of the constant comments, of course, from Bible believers is really this. Well, these people were never Christian, but the people who leave over issues are the people who took everything seriously. They were the youth group kids who were on fire for God. Okay. Other children of high-profile Christians have taken that step to reject their parents' teaching. Jay Baker, son of televangelist Jim and Tammy Baker, pushing for the LGBT plus acceptance into the local church. And many hardline preachers and evangelists have their children now saying they are exclusively Democrat. What in the world?
So biblically, this kid was removed
after he rejected the faith at age 19. Well, who pushed him out? At first, I pretended that my reasoning was high-minded, but you know what? I just wanted to drink gallons of cheap sangria and just sleep around. Well, duh. Tell me that's not demonic. He returned to the faith 4 years later, but left again. Now, he says in his videos that he's not trying to convince anyone to leave their religion, really. Do you know how boring and soul-sucking it is to base your whole life on making sure other people change to become like you? Give no place to the devil. This guy has. My, oh my, oh my. That's the thinking of so many young adults and teenagers today. Where in the world is that coming from? It's not of the Lord. The devil, yep, the God of this world, doing his thing. It's just one more part of the invisible war on the saints. Boy, through all of this, I pray you're saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray, well, today's the day of salvation, so I pray today is your day.
So yesterday was the eclipse, and we had 7 billion people looking at the sun. Imagine if 7 billion people looked at the real sun. Well, that's something to think about. Here's a thought. Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton have all gotten away with every crime Trump has ever been accused of. need to be a Democrat. Oh, this is a really good one. The Bible, your Bible, it doesn't contain truth. The Bible is the truth. Oh, don't you like that one?
Life 101, where's my Bible? Right after this important message.
It's happening. Greg Patton's Traveling Salvation Show, getting together with Southwest Radio Church and that special team in Wichita, Kansas. We're going to be sharing thoughts for 2 days on the spirit world, things you and I need to know about, and Dr. Copley putting it together. The two of us are going to be sharing a day-long seminar on how to battle the enemy, things to look out for. You do not want to miss this very special event coming up in the fall down in Tri-Cities, Tennessee, for starters. Hopefully get a spread across the country there. And then where else are we going to be? Next month, going to be out in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's only a few hours away for Micah Van Hus and the team with the Mysteries, Bible Mysteries. That's going to be a great time as well. Looking forward to being with some national speakers there in Cincinnati. You pray for us, my friend. I know you do. Put Greg Patton Ministries on your prayer list, and we will do what? Thank you in advance.
In our new book, The Invisible War, Victim or Victor, we talk about dead. Are you familiar with that? Probably not. Now, in today's modern war, one of the scariest and most dangerous things that can be evolved, especially when the Middle East, is an IED, an improvised explosive device. In our book, we talk about you're confronting the DED, a deceptive explosive device. Dead, and that's what Satan wants for you in your spiritual walk. Be dead to the things of God. How do you discern these landmines of the enemy? Well, number one, you got to surrender your life to the Lord today, my Christian friend. Your relationship with God is really the most important line of defense against the enemy in the invisible war. If you're not interested in knowing him, not interested in knowing his ways, then you're already standing right there in the middle of the battle zone, and the next step you take could be a very deadly one. Without thinking of the consequences, and we talk consistently in our book about what are you thinking, without thinking of the consequences, people become jealous and bitter and unforgiving, and they give ground to the enemy and demonic control. They compromise their convictions, they open the door to immorality, or yield to laziness of mind and heart and just kind of drift along in the Christian walk. And then they wonder why life has turned so dark and stormy and why they're so negative. On God's battlefield, you've got to surrender, my friend. Surrender is not waving a white flag. Oh, no. And not waving the flag of defeat. That's not it at all. Instead, you need to take a bold step toward victory in Jesus, where you can have real peace and real blessing in life. Don't you want that? And you need to ask God to teach you some great truths. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul lists the armor of God. I believe putting on the armor of God every morning. I know people who pray right through it, each piece, every day. It really is an essential part of being in the Lord's army. There's only one offensive weapon that he has given us, and it's all we really need to stand firm today against the attacks of the enemy. It's the same weapon that Jesus used when he faced the enemy's temptation. It is your main weapon, the sword, the word of God, which is eternal truth, which is spoken to man. If you're facing temptations today in any area, my Christian friend, God's word can teach you how to handle that thing without jeopardizing any fellowship with God. It's a big deal. You need to be committed, by the way, to following him, even in times of trouble. You're going to have trouble. Today, you're either up or down. There's very few times you're kind of in between. It's a good day, it's a bad day. It's the Christian walk. Hardship, sorrow, just a part of living. There's no escaping disappointment, you'll never get there. There's no escaping pain, you'll never get there. But you do not have to become discouraged. Really, that's really a key. Usually the difficulties we face are not problems. No, they're not. They're opportunities for God to prove his faithfulness. And people can see it in your life. Adversity, it's a powerful tool in the hand of God. He knew just how to use personal disappointment. Yes, he did. frustration to the life of Moses. Remember that? To train him for leading the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt. All those years he spent in the desert were a season of preparation for something far greater. I want to encourage you today, don't waste your time, don't waste your life storing up feelings of envy and jealousy and all that stuff. Don't do it. Instead, be grateful when God allows you to wait for his blessings to come. Patience is such a needed virtue in the church today. You may feel as though you've been overlooked. You have somehow been pushed aside. But the Lord's not finished with you. If you'll trust him, you will experience some unusual goodness at just the right time, just the right place, and it is really the best way to go. And then finally, ask the Lord to give you godly discernment and wisdom. We need it. Prayer is absolutely essential if you want to avoid the things Satan has out there and those dead, those deceiving, explosive devices. They're dangerous. Praying the right prayer is just as critical. And by right, I mean asking God to teach you more about himself, that you will know his ways and be able to avoid all of Satan's snares, because they are out there. And one of the things we look at when we have trouble is, woe is me, when you should be saying this, how can I best glorify God with this thing going on in my life? God knows every DED, yes, he does, that the enemy's hidden along your path. And he wants you to be very serious about how you live each day to avoid those deceiving, explosive devices. Ask the Lord to make his will clear to you and to teach you to follow only his voice. Then you'll be willing to obey him. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Obedience to God will not only expose those explosive devices hidden right there in front of you, and it's an invisible war, no question about it. Sometimes you can't see them. You know they're there. It'll prepare you. This whole thing will prepare you for a straight march through the battlefield. You don't have to become a spiritual casualty of the invisible war. You are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Oh, that's just too good. Read Romans 8:37. Memorize Romans 8:37. If you're not interested in knowing him and his ways, then you're right there. You're in the middle of the invisible war, and the next step you take could be deadly. Be encouraged in him. This is the day the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it. You can do that even in the worst of times. God is so good. His word is perfect. Take the weapon today.
And finally, over the years, we've done several jigsaw puzzles. And of course, I got all the glue and put them together. Now what? They're all underneath the bed. What am I going to do with all of these things?
Reminds me about the guy who got a call from his girlfriend. Honey, I need you to come over immediately and help me with this jigsaw puzzle. I'm really having trouble with this thing. Well, what's it supposed to be when it's finished? He said. Well, the picture in the box, it's a big rooster. He goes to her house, looks over the situation, looks at the puzzle pieces spread out on the table, checks out the picture of the rooster on the box. Then he says, first of all, honey, I need you to relax and just calm down a bit. And then I need to tell you, we will never be able to make this puzzle look like a rooster. And secondly, let's put all of these cornflakes back in the box. Oh, Lord help us. You've been listening to Hello World. News, information, comment, all kinds of stuff every day at this time. Tell a friend about the broadcast. Join us again tomorrow. Join me now on Facebook. I love you. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N.
That's it. That must say for another day. And that's the way it is. Tuesday, April the 9th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.